Last year in September 2021, Australia cancelled a defence deal with France regarding 12 attack-class submarines. And that triggered a diplomatic crisis between the two countries. In this video, we'll try and understand why Australia cancelled the submarine deal. What's the reason behind it? On June 12, 2022, the new Australian government of Anthony Albanese announced to pay $830 million compensation payment to France over the cancelled submarine deal. The opposition in Australia slammed the government's decision, and they even commented by saying, "It is an expensive apology deal ever signed by any Australian government." Actually, if you see, last year when the deal was cancelled, Scott Morrison was the Prime Minister. The French government did not like Australia's decision of cancelling the deal at the last minute. Because of this, former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been called a liar by French President Emmanuel Macron. Anyhow, let me tell you about this submarine deal in short. In 2016, Australia decided to buy 12 diesel-electric submarines from France, worth $66 billion. Because the Australian Navy's 6 Collins-class submarines are about to reach the end of their service life in 2036. In fact, there were other countries like Germany and Japan who were also competing with France to help Australia replace their old submarines. But ultimately, Australia decided to go with France. So all of this happened in 2016. And then, as you know, from 2016 till now, the tension in the Indo-Pacific region has risen due to China's military and political interests. Because United States, under Obama's presidency, initiated the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement in late 2011 or so. And that is when United States' focus on Asian region began. So if you see, it is because of both United States and China, the Indo-Pacific region today has become the center of world politics. If one does something, the other responds accordingly. And subsequently, even China has been increasing its naval fleet, and today the Chinese Navy is the largest naval force in the world. And then, as you know, in September 2021, AUKUS, a trilateral security pact between Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States was announced. In fact, the whole purpose of this trilateral security alliance is for countering China's interest in the Indo-Pacific region. Part of this security pact also enables the three countries to share information in areas including artificial intelligence and cyber and underwater defense capabilities. Now, if you see, Australia is an important country in this trilateral security alliance that sits right in between the Indo-Pacific region. The United States and the United Kingdom are on the other end. Australia sits right in between the Indo-Pacific region. And the Indo-Pacific region is quite huge. If Australia has to conduct long surveillance and patrolling of the Indo-Pacific region, then it needs a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. Not just one submarine, Australia needs a fleet. As I said, Australia's Navy's 6 Collins-class submarines are about to reach the end of their service life in 2036. And the 2016 submarine deal that Australia signed with France was regarding 12 diesel-electric submarines. Since Australia is the main country that sits right at the center of the Indo-Pacific region, so naturally most of the surveillance and reconnaissance missions have to be conducted by the Australian Navy by default. Now the United States and the United Kingdom have nuclear submarines. And they also want Australia to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. But then, as you know, a fundamental problem with Australia is that it cannot build a nuclear submarine because the country does not have any nuclear infrastructure. They don't have any nuclear weapons. I believe they do have a nuclear reactor, but that is for non-military use. And the reason Australia does not have nuclear power is because of political reasons. And by the way, it has also been a hot topic of public debate. The majority of the Australian society and then the social activists, NGOs and even some political parties are all against nuclear power because of environmental related issues. They feel if something goes wrong then the consequences will be catastrophic. They don't see it as a safe way of generating energy. So whenever there is a debate on nuclear power, the public opinion is usually against it. They are not in support of it. Now despite having huge uranium reserves, Australia simply exports uranium, they don't use it. So because of this fundamental problem, Australia cannot build a nuclear submarine. However, it is also funny that the Australian government has money to buy nuclear submarines without having a nuclear power plant. Just imagine how expensive it will turn out for Australia. And without any nuclear infrastructure, it will be difficult for Australia to enrich uranium to fuel the reactors. That means the reactor compartments of the submarines will have to be imported from the United States or United Kingdom. The entire nuclear submarine enterprise will have to be outsourced. Rather, what Australia should have done was, it should have continued the deal and bought those submarines from France. Since that deal also included transfer of technology, Australia lost the opportunity of gaining experience in building submarines as well as future research on nuclear submarines. Because the French were offering a diesel version of the nuclear Barracuda-class submarines. So, in pursuit of acquiring nuclear submarines from the US and UK, Australia cancelled a deal with France, and Australia lost the opportunity of gaining experience in building submarines. And when did Australia cancel the deal? It was last year in September 2021. That was also the same time when Australia joined the Trilateral Security Alliance, AUKUS. So all thanks to the United States, Australia ditched France. And you also have to understand another fact, that is the United States has shared nuclear propulsion technology with only one country, and that is Britain. And as I said, the Australian society is against the nuclear program. So naturally, the Australian politicians will not pitch the idea of a nuclear weapons program, because that will have political ramifications. So you see, Scott Morrison's government very smartly cancelled the French deal because of its naval requirements and simultaneously developed a nuclear submarine deal without getting into any kind of domestic political debate on nuclear power. So if you see, Australia cancelled the 2016 submarine deal with France because it is getting nuclear-powered submarines from the United States and the United Kingdom as part of the AUKUS pact. Now you can also look at this whole scenario from another perspective, and that is, because of the AUKUS pact, the United States and Britain will get to sell their nuclear submarines to Australia. Any kind of defense deal brings in a lot of money for the country. So you can also think of it this way. For US and UK, China is working out to be a perfect threat, and because of that, it is also able to do a lot of defense deals. Because ultimately, United States military industrial complex benefits from any kind of war or conflict. But the standard perspective is that giving Australia a nuclear-powered submarine is an important step that would ultimately help the United States and its Pacific allies on the military and diplomatic front while negotiating with China. So the reason Australia cancelled the $66 billion submarine deal with France is that Australia is getting nuclear-powered submarines from United States and the United Kingdom. Now, because of the cancellation of the deal, this has also resulted in a diplomatic crisis between Australia and France. So much so that France called their diplomatic envoys back from Australia and US. And now we are seeing in the news that the new Australian government is paying a compensation of $835 million to the French naval group just to bring their relations back to normal. So if you see, a problem that was created by Scott Morrison's government is being rectified with a heavy compensation by the newly elected Australian government. All in the name of becoming an important country in the Indo-Pacific region. And by the way, Australia has not yet received any nuclear submarine. The talks are going on. The United States has to amend its laws. Only then they will be able to share nuclear technology with Australia. Even China is keeping a close eye on Australia. If you see, this whole issue is turning out to be a geopolitical game of nuclear export. And I hope the Indo-Pacific region does not become the next conflict zone after Eastern Europe. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.